How long have I been ill? I asked.
On toward 4 days now.
After a moment, I said, I wish to thank you for your kindness during that time. He turned and beamed.
Zachariah and Miss Doyle, together.
Fearing he was taking liberties, I changed the subject. Is it possible, I asked, to go where my trunk is? I need to get some fresh clothes as well as my reading.
For that, he said, you will need to apply to Mr. Hollybrass.
He offered me the tea. I took the cup and began to sip at it. After a moment, I said, Mr. Zachariah, when I finish my tea, I intend to leave the Dirk. The old man studied me.
Miss Doyle,
his hand touched his heart.
Believe me, there may be a need.
What kind of need? I said, dismayed.
A ship, Miss Doyle, is a nation of its own.
Mr. Zachariah, the nations of the earth, Miss Doyle.
They have kings and emperors.
And presidents, I added, loyal American that I was.
Yes, and presidents. But when a ship is upon the sea, there is but one who rules, as God is to his people, as king to his nation, as father to his family, so is captain to his crew, sheriff, judge and jury. He is all.
All? I said.
Aye, he said solemnly, and hangman too, if it comes to that. Now, Miss Doyle, if ever a man was master of his ship, it's our Captain Jaggery. I saw you upon the deck that first day. Did you not mark his words?
I drew myself up. Mr. Zachariah, I said, the captain is a fine man.
Do you think so?
I know so. For a moment, Zachariah merely gazed at me with a look of curiosity. Then he turned away and busied himself with his pots. Mr. Zachariah, why do I need the dirk? When he paused in his work, I sensed he was trying to make up his mind. After a moment, he turned back to me.
Miss Doyle, he said, listen.
Even as he spoke, he stole a quick glance out the door, crept forward, and lowered his voice.
1 year ago, Miss Doyle, on this same ship, Seahawk, one poor sailor came under the captain's ire, the captain's judgment, the captain's rage.
Mr. Zachariah, I don't wish to hear personal...
Miss Doyle has asked, he said, cutting me off. Now she must listen. That poor Jack went by the name of Mr. Cranick.
Cranick, I said. Didn't the captain ask Mr. Hollybrass about him?
Ah, you do listen.
What about him? I asked, already sorry I had pressed for this explanation.
Mr. Cranick did not tie a knot to Captain Jaggery's particular pleasure. The captain punished Mr. Cranick. Punished him hard.
I'm sure this Mr. Cranick deserved it. Zachariah cocked his head to one side.
Miss Doyle, do you believe in justice?
I am an American, Mr. Zachariah.
Ah, justice for all?
For those who deserve it.
Captain Jaggery said Mr. Cranick's laboring arm was his by rights. Miss Doyle, Mr. Cranick has but one arm now. He was that much beaten by Captain Jaggery, who, as he said himself, took the arm. I was first surgeon, then carpenter to Mr. Cranick.
Appalled, I jumped off the stool. I don't believe you, I exclaimed. Justice is poorly served when you speak ill of your betters. It was a phrase I'd heard my father use many times.
Whether you believe me or not, Miss Doyle, it is true,
he said, moving to block me from the exit. It was my turn to offer him my back.